नमस्ते। सो वन ऑफ द थिंग्स विच हिट्स ऑल ऑफ अस इज सफरिंग ऑफ वेरियस काइंड्स इन दिस वर्ल्ड एंड सीइंग सफरिंग देर आर पीपल मेनी पीपल हु कंक्लूड दैट देर इज नो गॉड बिकॉज इन ए वर्ल्ड ऑफ गॉड देर शुड बी नो सफरिंग। साउंड्स वेरी लॉजिकल बट इफ यू अंडरस्टैंड द role that suffering plays in our evolution, what it does, how it vanishes, what are the stages through which we go through, then it becomes meaningful that there is a wisdom which is working behind creation, which is carrying us through everything toward the great consummation. So let's start with zero level. Zero level is there is no suffering. Why? Because you are like a stone. That's what we hear, thick-skinned people, and very often it is advised, you should be thick-skinned. Please do not listen to that advice. It's to become retrogressive. Mother once remarked that about the Chinese people, that because of the lack of the psychic inside, there is a coldness inside. And therefore, they are insensitive to people suffering and vicariously to their own. Even they don't suffer. Why? Because even to suffer requires to be awake and alive. There is a very nice little ghazal in one line in one of the ghazals, which is very beautiful. You know, it speaks of kisi ranjish ko hawa do ki main zinda hoon abhi. If you don't fan some kind of even a strong emotion inside me, even an emotion of hate, I am alive. Treat me like a person who is alive. Of course, this is a way of saying ranjish is, you know, dushmani kar lo, but don't become indifferent. So this is a first step or zero level where there is no suffering, not because the person is evolved, but because the person is like a stone. And one goes through life as things come, material nature, momentarily there is suffering, like the bakra when it is being chopped off, very momentary, and it shields them. At that level, it shields them from much pain. That's what Sri Aurobindo says in Savitri about the dark mother. She is the dark mother in whose womb we have hid. From too swift an awakening to world pain. So, cast out from Aditi, first step is dark mother. It's like you are in the womb. You don't know anything. Whatever suffering is there, mother is taking. The child doesn't know. So that first stage of evolution, when we don't suffer, but well, we make others suffer very often without even wanting, because we are stone-hearted. We don't realize. And when you are a stone, whatever you may do, anybody trying to even come close with you, you will suffer. So this is zero stage. Then to make it move, you know, how do you make it? It's like a hard ground. You have to plow it. So what comes? To plow the field, pain, the dread teacher, pain. So what pain does? Makes you feel alive. You know, a twitch here, a twitch there. You feel alive in various ways, materially, psychologically. So when you are alive, what happens? You wake up and you do some chesta, effort. So what is the effort? Because there is a pain, there is a tendency to get rid of the pain. Natural tendency. So what do? We see I am having pain. Let's take an example. Physical pain. So we try to find ways and means that I can annul this physical pain. When I have a psychological pain, what do? We try to find ways and means by which we can annul the psychological pain. So what do? How do we understand? Because there is a veil of ignorance. We think this pain is, psychological pain is because that person, he did this to me. Now you see the second stage is when we have pain but we pass the buck to someone else. Someone else is to be blamed for my pain. So what do? This someone else, out of my way, another someone else comes into me because this someone will give me the happiness that I seek. And it happens with objects also. So we keep on the desire self, which starts finding ways and means. In ignorance, one thinks, and desire gives you momentary happiness. So you feel, yes, this is a remedy of pain. because opposite is pleasure. So we keep on expanding the desired self. But a time comes when it doesn't work. In spite of everything, we still get pain. This personal remedy doesn't work. So we graduate on to the third stage. What is this third stage? We don't blame others. We say, let me look at what is the cause of pain. It must be somewhere within me. So one looks at one's own being. Then one realizes, then you have this kind of jnana going, expectations, no? Desires, all these are causing pain. Because you have reached that third stage where you are looking within for the causes. You are not blaming somebody else. So then you discover, then you say, okay, but how do I get rid of expectation? Now from here a new journey starts. The journey to come out of this zone of suffering, which is born out of ignorance and desire. So what do? You follow either Buddha's path or one of the paths, so many paths. And through that, by getting rid of expectation and desires, you are psychologically free from suffering. Material suffering is still there, but your mind is not reacting to this. So you are psychologically free of that suffering. So you enter into the fourth stage where you enter a zone where you are free from individual suffering. And you are a free person in that sense. So you are always calm. You are not affected by, you understand, but unlike the first stage, you understand the causes of suffering. And if somebody wants, you can extend a helping hand. That look, your suffering is not because of X or Y or Z. It's because you are having ignorance and desire. Try to work on it. You will be free from suffering. And depending on the route you have taken, you will advise. If you are a Buddhist, you will say, observe your nature, follow the eightfold path, right conduct, right perception, right understanding, right action, etc. If you are a Krishna Bhakta, you will say, Sarva Dharman Parityaja, offer your suffering to the Lord and He will take care of it. Isn't it? So this is the fourth stage. At fourth stage, you have a transition to make. Either you can live in that stage. It's a wonderful stage. This is the Jiva Koti. Jiva Koti will rise up till here. Or you can enter into a state of vastness. Some beings are born like that. So you say, my suffering is okay, but you still see suffering in creation. So that is called an Ishwara Koti. Now what happens? That law which we find Shurbindo describing, he who must save the world must share its pain. You start taking the suffering of others and you suffer, not because of your own suffering, but because of the suffering of others. Like a mother suffers with her own child suffering. So you begin to, and this others is no more now only your family members. It starts with that, but it extends into the whole creation which you see suffering and you take that. These beings are of a rare category. We know Sri Ramakrishna is one example who would take the suffering of others. And then we have in our own Shobindo's yoga, Pavitrada, who took upon himself the suffering of others. So he himself suffered a lot, and when suffered means took upon physical this thing, psychologically free again. And when he left the body, mother said, I understand, he took with himself a lot of burden of others. Even in departing, he took upon himself. So because you want to heal the cosmic suffering, so you take the pain of others. So what stage is it? Fifth stage, where you take the suffering of others because your being extends. Sixth stage, you want to understand the reason for this suffering of others. So if you have followed the path of individual nirvana, you say, well, this is the cause. As many people, if they follow this, they will be freed. But it doesn't solve the problem. Because how many people, and impulse of creation is not towards nirvana. So at the seventh stage you say there is something else which we are missing. So then you are actually taking an entry ticket into Sri Aurobindo's yoga. Where you discover the real cause of suffering is not ignorance and desire but matter. Why? Moment you enter matter, there is a cloak of obscurity. That's where ignorance roots are. Matter is the stronghold of ignorance, because behind matter there is forces of inconscient. They are strongest. Subconscient, inconscient. The moment you wear the robe of matter, you forget who you are. That's what ignorance is about. And when you forget who you are, then desire is born. So they have taken this to another level. Problem is with matter. Till you change matter, you cannot heal collective suffering. So this is the seventh stage. So some people say, oh, this is too much. It sounds nice, but let me go back to just my individual nirvana. Jiva Koti. He'll fall back into that. But this is the Ishwar Koti who will be seized by this impulse. If this be the cause of the ultimate remedy, then let us engage into it. So what happens then? If matter has, problem has to be solved at a material level, then what will you do? You'll say, I have a little lump of clay inside me. Lord, please do your experiment on this. He will ask you, are you sure? Yes. Is it okay? Okay. Then now he will start working upon this lump of clay. And when he starts working upon this lump of clay, means we don't know how the clay will react. So another kind of diseases, problems may begin because now he is working on this. But there is a big difference when you are having problem, when you are in total ignorance, where you are a prey to all the forces. Here you know that the divine is holding you. It's a controlled environment, so to say. Shubhendu said, no, this is a laboratory of evolution. And then as it is worked upon you, it gets transmitted, the result, into the world. So this is the project which is going on, seventh stage. And as it gets completed more and more, the world will emerge out of suffering. Matter must change. And matter-based life, which means basically the human body and the body cells, to make it very simple. So what happens? So what we have to do? How will the body and the body cells change? Body and the body cells must awaken to this possibility and have faith that the grace can do everything, not just the mind. But what is the role of the mind? Role of the mind is as an intermediary. Because the body, unfortunately, is a docile instrument. Whatever the vital tells it, have you noticed you are feeling very sleepy and suddenly somebody calls up, says, let's party. And or some phone call comes of a friend and you are busy chatting, not realizing that your sleep hour has gone. As youngsters, you know, people go through this phase. And basically the vital has over, or you are going for a party, your sleeping time is over. But 11:30, 12, you are chattering, then you come back and lie. Why? Because the vital has pushed the body and the body is a docile instrument, it listens. Or the mind. Mind tells the body, do this, don't do this. If you take this, you'll be fine. If you don't take this. So body says, okay. So we can tell the body, you know, if you take remdesivir injection, you'll be fine. The body says, please. They have found there were many fake injections. They should have done a study also. How many recovered with the fake injections? Because the body has been given faith in a medicine by the mind. So mind is a mediator divinity, as Sri Aurobindo puts it. So the moment the mind receives a truth, it must try to channel it to the body. And the body listens, because most of the time it's a docile instrument. So when the mind tells the body, you'll be okay. You have a pain here. You have a cough here. No, no, don't think that, you know, it's going to be now your death warrant. You'll be fine. Tell your body. Now it may say, oh, but what if? So then call the grace. Ma, I am having this pain. I am having this cough. Please apply your super balm. You touch your hands. Just sleep once. When you have a pain, just once try this, that it's mother's hand which is touching you here or there or wherever the pain is. Just try it with this thought. See what happens. If you have a pain in the throat, that she is just caressing. You know, mothers do it, no? When you're a baby. Just try it. So simple. So mind, the role of thought is to become a mediator between the grace above and the body. So if you keep doing it again and again, after some time, the body says, cool, this is good. I like it. Better than taking this injection, that injection. So this faith will one day percolate into the cells. If all this sounds very complicated, then there is a still simpler way. The mother has done the sadhana of the body for all of us. So when she was asked by the disciple, mother, how will we do it? It's so difficult. Why? Because the body is under all these forces and it's not easy to go through this change of matter. You are not doing it for yourself, mind you. It's for the earth. She said, who is asking you to do it? I'm doing it for you, na? So mother, what we should do? Just open yourself to me. How to open? This is the other part. How do we open to somebody? How do we draw somebody's attention? By calling the name. There are 10 people in the world. You suddenly say, Are Sunna, and you say the name. Even you don't have to use the name. The person understands your intonation. Ye Are Sunna is for me. Hey you. So the person turns, isn't it? Now, if we form this kind of relationship with the divine of calling her name, Ma, is it so complicated? Then she comes because we have formed that. She'll come even otherwise if there is an intense aspiration. But it's, as I said, it is very difficult if you try it just suddenly in the moment of distress. When you have formed the habit of calling her name, she will come. Shurabindo Nami Anando. He'll come. And when they are there, what force can ever intervene? So how are you doing it? You're doing it the mind. Doesn't matter. Somebody has faith in Krishna. It doesn't matter actually. In divine, in some form. So when the divine presence is there, the first effect is that fear goes away, which is the real problem. And what is the virus before and the forces behind when before Kal, when Mahakal comes? So this is the way to follow to finally heal all these suffering and its real possibilities. But till man awakens, he has two choices. Either to become free of suffering individually, inwardly, psychologically, not materially. That's a possibility. Or by change of matter, in other words, of the bodily existence of the body, to become free of suffering while being here in a body. Of course, a transformed body eventually. But much before that, you will have a mastery over illness because the body will begin to respond to the higher forces. Right now, it doesn't respond. It doesn't have faith in that. So when you awaken this faith in the cells, in the body, to the Divine Mother and her intervention, then the body begins to respond. You will see that many illnesses will just go away like that. Many will not come near you. And eventually it will be a transformed life upon earth, a divine life in a divine body. That is the permanent solution which is being worked out. It may take a few hundred years, but it's worth trying for those who are seized with the idea of cosmic suffering. For the rest, there is the way of Nirvana. And for those who want to take neither, then there are of course doctors and injections and medicines. Namaste.